Time now on the Benusa pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. You said in the postgame last Saturday, you know, playing great is one thing, but you guys want to win. Looking back, though, playing good is going to get you some wins sooner or later, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. I mean, there's no question, Brian. And, I mean, I think as a coach, all you ask for is your team to compete hard and execute. And I think we did that this past weekend.
There are a lot of teams that go into Mariucci with freshmen that are playing considerable minutes, and those freshmen are pretty wide-eyed. Your freshmen didn't seem to bat an eye at that, did they?
No, I thought they played with a lot of maturity, and it was good to see, and hopefully that carries over as well.
Marcus Gerbrandt with a pair of goals last Saturday. He's just flat out a guy that can score the puck, isn't he?
Absolutely. He's just got, you know what, he's just got one of those filthy, rotten habits of knowing where the puck's going and scoring goals, and you know, he's so effective in tight areas, Schultz. See, that's the biggest thing. He's got a quick stick, and he's got a, you know, he's got great hockey sense, because when you react quick like that, you know where the puck's going, and you know where to go yourself. And you know, that's how Gerbs has survived all those years in hockey. And he's never been the most prolific skater, but boy, he's sure improved his skating a lot too, because he's, you know, what he's done in the off season is just, he's just a machine in the weight room. But he's figured this game out pretty good, and you know, he's got it out there.
You can't teach that kind of stuff. You just got to play in a lot of hockey games to learn it, don't you?
Absolutely. And again, he's just, I mean, he's got the, like I said, I don't want to get redundant, but he's got the game figured out. He's got great anticipation skills, and he's just so strong on the puck. He's so strong on the puck. And once he gets the puck in a tight area right there, it's hard to get the puck away from him.
On your penalty kill, you gave up a handful of goals last week. A lot of teams are going to give up a handful of special teams goals to Minnesota, I think, this year. They're good. I get that. What do you need to improve on, though?
Well, I don't mind our execution. It's kind of weird. On a couple of the backdoor goals, we actually were in pretty good spots. I think you have to give kudos to Kyle Rowell for some good plays. One was a 5-on-3 one-timer by the one Riley, number 21. I think it was Connor Riley. And, he bombed that. It was a saucer pass to a one-timer. And, you know, what are you going to do on some of those sometimes? So the bottom line is, the biggest thing is, you just don't want, I don't think you want to lose confidence, Schultz. I think that's the biggest thing. I think our execution was fine, but we don't want to lose confidence.
How much time do you spend in a given practice week on special teams?
A lot. I mean, there's no question. We probably, and actually we need to spend more. I think if you take a look at the first 3 weeks, we've probably spent less so far this year than we have in the past. We've probably used more video this year. Kind of like the NHL, there's a lot of video with their special teams. We've probably done more video with our special teams this year, this early on than in the past, and probably less on the ice. But ideally, in a perfect world, you'd like to spend maybe an hour apiece on power play penalty kill during the week in practice. So when you factor in, we only go 80 minutes, Schultze. We go 80 minutes. So, I mean, we're going basically five and a half hours a week. So if you can go probably – you know what, 2 hours, you know what, maybe a little less than 2 hours on power play penalty kill, maybe an hour and a half, hour and 45. That's probably 1/3 of your practices, am I right? You know, so that's kind of what you have in a game, too.
More with Tom Cerutori when we return to the Benusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show. Brian Schultz with Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. I think I read this week, Tom, that Michigan is going to Michigan Tech for the first time in 30 years this weekend. What is that fine line that college coaches are faced to walk this day and age of protecting your budget but also getting some home games in non-conference?
Well, that's what's hard. It's hard getting non-conference home games, and I'm glad Michigan's going to Tech, and I think that helps with Mel's relationship with the program he worked at for 20 years and with Red, but, you know, I don't know. We'll see if it happens. You know, when it happens the next time, that's the biggest thing. But, you know what, kudos to Michigan for going there. And Minnesota playing us, you know, last year too. You know, we appreciate that, and we need that, and you know, but it's going to get to the point where it gets tougher and tougher because everybody wants home games right now, Schultz, including us. So we're all over protective, and there's times I'm just not going to go travel on the road. I won't do it. I want to get games back in return, and that kind of gets the posturing process of scheduling. So, you know, and we don't get the big guarantees like they're getting in football and basketball. So the return games are more important than anything.
Was this last year or the year before? I think they tweaked the pairwise a little bit to reward a non-conference road win more than playing them at home. Can more be done to make, quote-unquote, those big guys, the Michigans, the BUs, those guys go on the road a little bit more?
Well, we're trying to do that. A lot of it is, you know what you got to do? Say no. We don't want to play you for a guarantee. The only way we're going to play you is by you returning the favor. So a lot of it, you're going to have to draw a line in the sand and not pass, not cross that line. And we've talked about that in Florida with a bunch of the schools. That's what you're going to have to do, and it's going to have to get to that point. And I think to a certain degree it has gotten to that point. I mean, Ohio State's going to Canisius this weekend, and so it's good. And you have to do it, but to take a guarantee isn't worth it. You want them in your building, and I think that's what we all have to make sure that we stand pat on that.
On to the Nanooks, a team that guys didn't have a great deal of success against last year. You won the Saturday game up there, but if I'm remembering right, two losses and a tie. Other than that, have they changed at all in what they're doing this year compared to last?
No, they're the same team. I mean, same style, same team. And they got a good hockey team. They got very good team speed. I like their defensive core. The Pareko kid is just a heck of a defenseman. He was an All-American last year, third rounder by St. Louis. He's a big, rangy, mobile defenseman who can shoot a puck, and he's flat out good. And I wouldn't be surprised. This is this could very easily could be his last year of college hockey, and he's still a young kid. He's still a young kid, but he's talented.
Where does he stack up with the guys that you've seen the first 2 weeks of the year?
I think he's right there. He's different. I mean, they're all different. Schmaltz, Riley, and Pareko, they're all a little different in their own way. But this kid, I mean, he's got the size on his side, and he's agile, and he's got puck skills. I mean, a 6'4" to 6'5" mobile defenseman. I mean,
makes a lot of money in the NHL.
You said that exactly, Schultz. You took the words right out of my mouth right there. So that's what he is.
Special teams wise, do they do anything that is that all out of the ordinary?
They shoot that. No, they shoot from everywhere. They shoot a lot of pucks, and we have to be Johnny on the spot on rebounds. We have to make sure, again, we have good layers on the penalty kill, which means our forwards are the first layer, our defensemen are the second layer, and we don't want to get the puck to the third layer, which is our goaltender right there. So we're going to have to be cognizant of that. We're going to have make sure we have good fronts. They really widen their defensemen out to try to get shots to the net on. They might be – the angles may not be the best, but if they get a shot through – it's the biggest thing. You just want to get a shot through. If you get a shot through, anything can happen, and that's the game you want to play. And we just have to make sure, again, if that does happen and if it does get through, we got to either, clear the puck in the corner or clear it down ice, but we have to make sure we have good quality clears.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultz.
Tom Cerruti, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups are next on the Beaver Radio Network.